नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्री भगवान वाच श्री भगवान वाच असंशयं महाबाहो असंशयं महाबाहो मनोदुर्निग्रहं चलम् अभ्यासेन तु कौन्तेय वैराग्येण च गृह्यते असंशयं महाबाहो मनोदुर्निग्रहं चलम् अभ्यासेन तु कौन्तेय वैराग्येण च गृह्यते हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ದಿನೇಶ್ ಅನುಷ್ಠು ಲೀರಿಕಿನ ಅವಳು ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾನೇ ಹೇಳಿ ಅಸಂಶಯಂ ಮಹಾಬಾಹೋ ಮನೋದುರ್ನಿಗ್ರಹಂ ಚಲಂ ಅಭ್ಯಾಸೇನ ತು ಕೌಂತೇಯ ವೈರಾಗ್ಯೇಣ ಚ ಗೃಹ್ಯತೆ ಅಸಂಶಯಂ ಮಹಾಬಾಹೋ ಮನೋದುರ್ನಿಗ್ರಹಂ ಚಲಂ ಅಭ್ಯಾಸೇನ ತು ಕೌಂತೇಯ ವೈರಾಗ್ಯೇಣ ಚ ಗೃಹ್ಯತೆ ನಾಟ್ ವರಿ ಸಿ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ರಿಗಾರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ And we all, without exception, have to struggle with our mind. Just to force the mind to come to this place. What to talk of chanting Krishna's names? Or in the other things regarding Krishna consciousness? So it becomes our duty to understand the strength of the mind. And side by side, we should very well know that the nature of mind is unsteady, you know, unchanchalam. It's always unsteady. And more than if it's flickering. Sometimes we see the things very clearly, the other moment we forget everything. And mind is controlled by so many forces. So how to force it to come to this, wherein the so-called sense gratification is completely absent. As soon as you enter this hall, you have to stop everything, including the ideas of the sense gratification. You have to sit on the ground in the hard floor. It's a yoga, you know, yogic exercises. Our whole Vedic culture depends upon the austerities. And the more we try to perform the austerities, the more Krishna's mercy will be near you. All our endeavors must be blessed by Him. That is the root cause. And to obtain His blessing We have to try very hard, really. Unless he is merciful, he will not call us to his association. Tateno kampamsu samikshamana. In Bhagavatam, it's very nicely said. Tate anukampam. All the living entities are trying very hard to obtain his mercy. Bhunjana eva atmakritam vipakam. And during that time, bhunjana, we are suffering without exception. Atmakritam vipakam. Vipak means reactions. And atmakritam means whatever activities we have performed. We are reaping the fruits of whatever activities we have performed. And in this suffering, we should not keep quiet or shout or scream. This is what Bhagavatam teaches us. What is to be done? Yad va vapubhihi vidhadan namaste. This third line. In this situation, the same living entity, by his vacha, by his speech, vapubhi, or whole bodily existence, vidhadan namaste, we try to serve the vidhata, Krishna. Continuously this activity has to go on. And then jivete yata mukta padesa daibhav. Those who conduct their lives in this way, they are the heir apparent to go back home, back to Godhead, to Goloka Vrindavan. It's a very easy formula. If our situation is given, we are suffering from the reactions of our own activities. At the same time, what is to be done is described. And if you do that, what is the result is also described. This is the secret of Bhagavatam. That each verse teaches us what is our position, what we should do, and if you follow Bhagavatam instructions, then what is the result? The same way, Bhagavad Gita is the beginning spiritual science. So unless we learn the beginning, how can we go to the graduation? So this one, particularly this verse, advises us that how to struggle with this unsteady mind, flickering completely. Please repeat the word-to-word equivalent. Shri Bhagavan Vacha, the personality of God has said, asamshayam, undoubtedly, Mahabhago, O mighty armed one, Manaha, the mind, Durnigraham, difficult to curb, Charam, flickering, Abhyasin, by practice, Tu, but, Kaunteya, O son of Kunti, Vairagyena, by detachment, Cha, also, Grahyate, can be so controlled. Translation by Śrīla Prabhupāda. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki. Please repeat. Lord Sri Krishna said, O mighty arm, son of Kunti, it is undoubtedly very difficult to curb the restless mind, but it is possible by suitable practice and by detachment. Now Prabhupada writes, very nice Prabhupada, please hear. The difficulty of controlling the obstinate mind, as expressed by Arjuna, is accepted by the personal Godhead. But at the same time, he suggests that practice and detachment, it is possible. What is that practice? In the present age, no one can observe the strict rules and regulations of placing oneself in a sacred place, focusing the mind on the super soul, restraining the senses and mind, observing the celibacy, remaining alone, etc. See, Prabhupada is very clear. In the present age, no one can observe the strict rules and regulations of placing oneself in a sacred place, focusing the mind on the super soul, restraining the senses and mind, observing celibacy, remaining alone, etc. By the practice of Krishna consciousness, however, one engages in 9 types of devotional service to the Lord. The first and foremost of such engagements is hearing about Krishna. The very powerful engagement, the transcendental method for urging the mind of all for purging the mind of all misgivings. This is a very powerful transcendental method for purging the mind of all misgivings. The sound vibration. We don't understand the importance of the pure sound vibrations, as we are habituated to pronounce the material vibrations only. Any idea, we don't have any idea about the potency of sound. See, when Ramchandra Bhagavan wanted to go from South India to Lanka to defeat Ravana, he had to transport all the army from his monkey army. So he wanted the bridge ready. And within night the bridge should be ready. Next morning he had to go. So he thought over that, who is capable of building the bridge like this? There were no engineers in, we think. There were no architects maybe, we'd imagine. But we don't have a dint of idea that it was the most advanced age that time India was so powerful in these building techniques. That within night the bridge has got to be ready. The trait is about 30 kilometers between Rameshwaram and the tip of Lanka. So those 30 kilometers bridge should be ready within no time. And ocean was in between, you know. So it was not an easy job. So Ramchandra Bhagavan immediately thought that only Hanuman can do this. So he called on Hanuman and said, come here. I want you to build a bridge during night. So Hanuman was a bit perplexed, he said. But he knew that when Ramchandra Bhagavan orders to do something, then he gives the capacity also. This is the transcendental message. Whatever Bhagavad Gita suggests, or Srimad Bhagavatam suggests, and whatever we are determined to do, keeping Krishna in mind, he gives us the strength. And Hanuman immediately agreed, and we know that he started bringing big stones and mountains, etc., to fill in the ocean. And he was writing Ram on each stone, and the stone he was throwing, stones were floating. So Ram Bhagavan was there, he said, it's wonderful. He writes my name and the stones are floating. He said, I will try. So Ramchandra Bhagavan took one stone and threw it into the ocean. The stone went down. He said, there is something wrong, he said. So again he picked up another stone. Again he threw. He said, oh, again it went down. So he was completely puzzled. So Hanuman is watching Bhagavan. He said, Bhagavan, what are you doing? He said, No, I said, because he was not successful, so he didn't want to reveal. So Hanuman said, I know, Lord. I am writing your name on these stones, and name are more powerful than you, so the stones are floating. But if you throw something, it has got to down, you know. It will definitely go. Please remember this message. Don't be thrown by Lord Ram. We are all thrown away, and that's why we are in America. Greatest punishment, I think. Those like us who were already settled in the Western countries, they are really punished. Krishna selects, this I must punish this living entity. Go to America. Please. America is also best if on you, on your mind at least, the Lord Nam's name is written. Otherwise this stone will drown anywhere. We are just stone-like. And this transcendental vibration of the name, Namnamakari Bhagavan is other objective. In your name you have invested all the energies, he says. Nimitasmanena kala. There is no regulation when you can remember him through the names, being non-different from the names. Names are equally powerful. And he says, Etadrashi Tava Krupa. Such a nice Krupa you have done. You are so merciful to us that you have given your name to us. Durdaivam, but I am unlucky. You know. He has in Naraga. I am not interested in anything. Please don't be victimized by this Durdaivam. Understand the transcendental message. And that's why Prabhupada writes here that in the present age, any other method is not working. By the practice of Krishna consciousness, however one engages in nine types of devotional service, the first and foremost of such devotional engagement is hearing about Krishna. If you are very busy, please try to hear. Try to crowd around this place. Fortunately, the authorities here, these boys are building a nice temple now. Please cooperate with them. It will be a gorgeous place. And so many living entities will be able to take advantage of it. One temple, I think, in Houston is not enough. So we may not be able to build another temple soon. But instead, we may have groups around Houston wherein this Krishna Katha is going on. You don't have to do much. We call it Namhat programs. You are all equally powerful. You are all part and parcel of Krishna. You have the same capacity as everybody has. Please, please, whatever engagement you may have materially, doesn't matter at all. On Saturday, Sundays you may be free, or somewhere. Call your friends and read Bhagavad Gita. Try to understand, it's very simple English language. And try to discuss whatever Krishna helps you to discuss. And this is how this transcendental movement must increase, so that it may give the correct medicine for the suffering humanity at large. This is the supreme medicine. Other medicines don't work, or if they work, they have reactions. Please save yourself from the reactive medicines. This medicine works definitely. Ram Ban, the arrow of Lord Ram, will exactly hit the target. This medicine will hit the target. Achyut Ananda Govinda, these are Krishna's names. Namocharana Bheshajat, just by pronunciation, is this medicine. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. This is the effective medicine. Please try this before you are victimized by the hospitals or so-called advancement. We are not advanced at all. Our Ayurvedic science was very popular since time immemorial. Dhanvantari has started it. And I remember in our childhood, there was only one doctor in our village, this allopathy, allapathy I call it. It's not allopathy, allapathy. Go to Allah. That's it. They show the path of Allah. So there was only one doctor. He was not busy at all. He was moving around the town in the evening. How are you? How are you? Everybody was saying, we are all right, we are all right. Because hey, you are all right, I am starving. Never do anything. And these Vaidyarajas, they had the hereditary practice. The grandfather was medicine man. Father was medicine man. The son was also medicine man. No degrees were required because simple medicines they were giving. There was no reaction at all. So that was the practice really. And he was a very nice devotee. Before becoming a doctor, he was an unflinching devotee, otherwise he wouldn't practice. Daily he had a sadhana. Now doctors don't know sadhana. They have to depend on the blood report. This is less, all right, administer this. Oh, then the patient may complain that, doctor, I'm suffering now. You have given the medicine. All right, we'll see afterwards. First take this. So he gives the medicine to clear the lungs. Then you develop the indigestion. He said, all right, we'll deal with indigestion afterwards. After the lungs are clear, his stomach is full. So then he tries to administer medicine on stomach. Yes, what's a strong medicine? Your intestines are torn. Please, with all due respect to the doctors, they should be in medical science, colleges also, they should insist that they should be devotees first. They should try to learn about these transcendental names. Then they may help the humanity at large. Otherwise, so many experiments, and we have daily experience. There was in London, there is a Middlesex hospital on Oxford Street, Main Street. Very big hospital, 500 beds. And by the side of the hospital, there is a cemetery. So there is a caretaker in the cemetery. So once it so happened that there was a strike in the hospital. So that caretaker was complaining. He says, what's this? Nobody dies, he said. I had nothing to do here. You know, if the hospital is going on daily, there is a queue. So he said, I wonder whether this hospital cures or forces to die. Please, please. It's none of their fault, but they are misdirected. Kali Yuga's main symptom, that we are all misdirected. And nobody gives us the right direction. Everybody who comes here and sits here also may have some other motive to achieve. These are the places, Prabhu are those places, wherein from here we don't have any other motive. We just have one motive, that all the people must be very happy. Everybody without exception must be happy. That's why Prabhu travelled in the later age from Vrindavan to America. And we are maintaining the same legacy. And apart from that, his books are so very powerful. In one sentence, he gives us all the instruction. Please follow these books, and anywhere you please start some Namat programs and continue this. Call your friends, there will be some. If nobody comes, you read. Slowly the people will be attracted. You know these things, isn't it? Have you any Namat program with you? You are doing. Well, beside, here in Houston. Please continue and encourage others to continue. Jai. This is a very powerful transcendental method for purging the mind of all misgivings. Our mind has so much misgivings, you know. We always, because our construction of the body is like that I can only see you. I can never see myself. If I want to see myself, I have to stand in front of the mirror. And there is a reflection. Reflection may be wrong, you know. Please, please, ignore this seeing others. Always look to yourself. You are full of all bad qualities. Try to improve yourself, and for you, the world will become like a Vaikuntha. We are the only bad person in the world. One time Prabhupada was asked that how to know who is pure devotee in this world? Because we have to take shelter of the pure devotee. So he said, rascal, except you, everybody is pure devotee. And this is Bhagavatam. There is no word rascal, but pure. That except you, everybody is pure. Please don't look to the defects of the others. If you say defects here, defects here, defects here, you will be defective. You see all bad, you know. So if you see fault, bad, fault, bad, fault, bad, then you become bad. Association bad. If you see good, 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 every limit has good. Even the frog has a mystic power. Frog can breathe under the ground. There is mystic power. So what to talk about the living entities who are much more saner, higher intelligence we are granted. You must have some mystic power, and everybody has a good side. Don't look to the bad side. We are in the habit of looking, criticizing always the bad side. Don't look, please. Encourage all the living entities to be good, and in the end everybody will be like good. If you say to the person that you are very good, he has to be good anyway. And again to tell him that he is very good. Yes, he said, really? He says, yeah, I am very good. I must be good, you know. So whatever little here and there he has, some defects, will go away. Otherwise, if you discourage the people, they will behave that way. There were nearly three, four friends once. So one friend was walking on the road and three friends were standing near the corner of the road. So his name was Prakash. So Prakash was walking towards them. He said, "Hey, this Prakash's ghost is coming." Prakash said, "No, I'm not a ghost, I'm Prakash." Then again he went further. Again few friends were standing. He said, "Ghost, Prakash is a ghost." No, I'm not a ghost. "What are you meaning? What do you mean?" And then he thought, this is the second time they're calling me ghost. Am I a ghost? Then he went further. There were another group of friends. "Hey, ghost, run away, ghost, Prakash is ghost." And he really, now he came to the conclusion he is ghost. So if you want to degrade anybody, call him ghost, and he will be ghost. I mean to say, if you want to harm anybody, it's very easy. But to encourage the living entity is very difficult. That was what Prabhu had taught us, and Bhagavatam says that. Please, those sages, the sadhus, they find out one good quality from the person and magnify the good. Bahuli Krishna. They magnify the good quality. And the demons, they find out the bad quality little and magnify the bad quality. So we don't want to be demons. And this way, the minds in group at least will be controlled. Here, nobody goes berserk. We have so many minds here. But they are all engaged in Krishna's darshan, hearing process. So they are all controlled. This is the process to control. That is practice. Abhyasena. Abhyasena, by abhyas, you please control. The more you hear about Krishna in a group, and that's why the Namhat program is a must. Maybe if your family is cooperative, then call all the family members. If they are busy otherwise, don't insist. And have some friends. If nobody comes, at least you read and hear. That is the hearing process. Please take this advantage of Shramanam. And as soon as you hear continuously, Kirtanam is going to follow. One day you are going to preach. How long you are going to hear? Those who hear very attentively, they are ready to preach. Is it very difficult? The transcendental method is there. This method is transcendental. It transcends all the miserable conditions. We may be having so many miseries, and maybe our body is completely diseased. You understand, please, this word disease. There is no ease. E-A-C-E. That is disease. And in order to have ease, we have to follow the transcendental method of hearing. If you hear, you are at ease. At the moment, your body is maybe suffering. But I know nobody is screaming. Nobody has fever. Nobody has high blood pressure. Nobody has low blood pressure. Nobody has any chronic disease here. And even if there are chronic diseases, this method is the best method. If at all we have to die, it's better to die hearing the messages of Krishna. And the mind will never trouble you. Slowly the mind will cooperate you. Please hear more. This is a very powerful transcendental method for purging the mind of all misgivings. The more one hears about Krishna, the more one becomes enlightened and detached from everything that draws the mind away from Krishna. By detaching the mind from activities not devoted to Lord, one can very easily learn Vairagya. See again the second method, he says, by detaching the mind from activities not devoted to the Lord. You have to detach from these activities. Devotional service should be based on the foreground of the knowledge. This is knowledge. Our house, beautiful houses we have, because there is a foreground. And if the house has a foreground, nice garden is there. And the house looks beautiful. Why? Because the foreground is beautiful. Without the foreground, the same house will not look as beautiful as it looks now. So we must have foreground for our devotional service also. Bhakti. Prabhupada has really nicely translated word bhakti. It's not only devotion. It is devotional service. Some activity is involved for serving Krishna. That is our foreground. Devotional service must be situated on the foreground of full knowledge, combined with material detachment, and this is detachment from all the activities which are not devoted to the Lord, material detachment. Combined with the material, completely detaching from the material existence, that is the way of the bhakti. Devotional service must be situated on the foreground of knowledge, combined with the material detachment, and should be fixed. Devotionally we want to fix now. We have the foreground of knowledge. We have learned that our mind is troublesome. We have learned that there are two cures for the mind. One is practice and another is detachment. This is knowledge. And this knowledge forces us to understand that the material life, whatever it may be, is temporary. Anytime we have to go. This is, we have understood. And now our devotional service must be fixed by the oral reception of the Vedanta Shruti. This Deva Bhakti must become firm. And how can it become firm? By the oral reception. We are having now oral reception. I am also hearing, you are also hearing. And this hearing forces us to become firm in our bhakti. And this is the only method. This process is the only method by which a seriously inquisitive student, we are students. There are two adjectives for the students, serious and inquisitive. We should be seriously inquisitive. And as soon as you are seriously inquisitive, you can very easily realize the Lord. That is our goal of existence. The goal of human existence is to recognize the authority of the Lord and eventually obtain His mercy so that we can go back home, back to Godhead. This is our goal. Yato bhakti radokshaji. Ahaituki, without any motive, and apratiyata, without any breaking. Continuous service should go on. This is the method in short. And the same thing is here maintained. We'll see how the detachment could be created afterwards. The more one hears about Krishna, the more one becomes enlightened and detached from everything that draws the mind away from Krishna. By detaching the mind from activities not devoted to the Lord, one can very easily learn Vairagya. Vairagya means detachment from matter and engagement of the mind in spirit. Impersonal spiritual detachment is more difficult than attaching the mind to the activities of Krishna. This is practical because by hearing about Krishna, one becomes automatically attached to the Supreme Spirit. This attachment is called Pareshanubhuti, spiritual satisfaction. It is just like the feeling of satisfaction a hungry man has for every morsel of food he eats. The more one eats while hungry, the more one feels satisfaction and strength. Similarly, by discharge of devotional service, one feels transcendental satisfaction as the mind becomes detached from the material objectives. It is something like curing a disease by expert treatment and appropriate diet. Hearing of the transcendental activities of the Lord is therefore expert treatment for the mad mind, and eating the foodstuff offered to Krishna is the appropriate diet for the suffering patient. This treatment is the process of Krishna consciousness. Jaya Shri Prabhupada ki. This one purport sets on a right line. Please, and these, there are thousands and thousands of purports. Please, I would request you very humbly, please read yourself and try to understand. You know better English than me. I hope you'll understand immediately. Om Adnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Sadakaya Chakshan Militamena Tasme Shri Guru. Shri Chaitanya Manabhishtam Sapitam Vena Bhutade Swayam Rupaha Kadamayam Datati Supadantikam. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु गोपिका कंद तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यो च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरवभक्त। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम। We are nearing the end of the time, but please, before we disperse, we'll insist only one point, that in order to control the mind, one thing is very necessary, and that is the kritadnyam according to Bhagavatam. We should be very grateful to the living entities who have helped us or who are helping us. Please, try to be grateful always. As soon as you cultivate this quality, you will become very humble. Every time you thank you very much. Every living thing does something for us. Please be grateful. Kritadnyam. And he says, if you cultivate this quality, samrude anusampada, all opulences you have. There is a nice story in Mahabharata, you know, that there was one Brahmana. He was very poor, but he had a friend, one crane, you know, Baka. He was his friend. So he was always telling him that I don't have anything. Crane was tired of hearing his poverty. So he said, now today I'll find out some solution for it. So Crane said to him, I have some friends, Rakshasas, you know. You go to them and they will cure your poverty. So he followed the path and went to Rakshasas. So Rakshasas were man-eater Rakshasas, you know. They saw the Brahmana coming. Today lunch, Krishna is sending a nice lunch for us. So he went to the Rakshasa, and before they tried to eat him, he said, I am the friend of Crane, you know. Oh, he said, you are friend of our Crane. Crane is our friend, he said. All right, we don't want to eat you. So tell, what's the difficulty? Why did you come here? He says, I am very poor, I don't have any money, and I am in difficulty. So then what happened? That by Rakshasa's mystic power, they gave him much health, wealth, like Sudama. Yeah? Sudama went to see Krishna and everything was provided. So Rakshasa went home, the Brahmana, and he found out that he is very rich now. So he became proud and impudent, you know. So then Crane came to see him. So he was not ready to speak to the Crane. He was so ungrateful. And not only that, but he killed the Crane. So by the mystic power, Rakshasas knew that their friend is killed by their Brahmana. They came there and said, Rascal, you are ingrate. So the ingratefulness now will destroy you. We are the man-eaters. We spared you because of your friend. And you are so ungrateful to him. So now we are going to finish you off. But they said that we don't eat the person who is ingrate. So we leave you. But we'll drag you to the cannibals who will finish you off. So they dragged his body to the cannibals. And then the cannibals asked, you are the man-eater, why did you drag the body to us? So they said, no, this is ingrate, so we don't want to eat. Cannibals also told that we don't want to eat it. But the body was also thrown to the jackals and to finish it off. Please, the moral is that ingrateful person will never succeed in devotional service also. We have to be very grateful to all the living entities. Every living entity helps us in so many ways. So please try to cultivate this quality. Just to the Shila Dhanam, our good behavior should be our wealth. And this is the point which we follow in good behavior, that we are very humble and thank you. And if you are grateful to the living entities, naturally we should be so much grateful to Krishna. He provides all the oxygen you require, and in your nose there are no meters. How much air you inhale, and there are no bills. How grateful we should be to Krishna. And that's why we come here and fall in front of me like a rod, dandavat. You know, this is a grateful attitude. As soon as you follow one quality, your mind will be under control. You will have full practice of devotional service. And not only that, but you will be completely cultivating the detachment also. But then you will feel that this friend has helped me, I must help him, so I am not too much attached to my wealth or money, I will immediately part with it. Vairagya will also be there. So to control the mind, this quality is a must. Please try always to be grateful. Don't fight and scream and don't quarrel. Other quarreling and fighting and screaming will destroy you. In short, in order to cultivate the devotional service, humility is required always. And as soon as you are Kritadnya, Samruti, and then if you are this, then all the devotees will be pleased with you. All Brahmican culture will be with you. And not only that, cows will be very happy with you. Cows are the source of our inspiration. And the milk is our best treasure food. I am sorry that millions of cows at the moment, this moment, they are getting slaughtered. And the milk also in this country is not worth drinking. Because they are feeding now cowdays. Yesterday we read in USA Today, there is some newspaper here, the very striking article was there, that they under the name of the protein, they are grinding the remains of the cows, bones, etc., when the cows are slaughtered. And the same bones and same blood made powder and so, and under the name of protein food, they are giving in with the grass to the cows. It's a very horrible thing. Please come to some conclusion wherein the cows will be protected. We may help for the cow protection here or in India or wherever. Please, these are the few of the tips to follow the devotional service. Please, but be grateful always to Krishna and to everybody else. Hare Krishna, we must stop here.